Hello, it's the 29th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Wootton Upper School's computer systems are being held ransom by a criminal hacker group. £500,000 is being demanded by the Hive ransomware group, who have threatened to release sensitive student data onto the internet if their demands aren't met. The hack also includes Kimberley College. Information such as bank details, medical and physiological records and residential information could all be exposed. The group stated, "We know that Wootton have cyber insurance that reaches £500,000. Michael Gleeson, the executive principal, posted on the school website, "We have engaged specialist third-party experts with the assistance of our insurer to assist with minimising disruption. Parents with questions can contact the school on Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bedfordshire's senior coroner, Emma Whiting, will describe in a report details that led up to the murder of 8-week-old Harper Denton by her father, Kevin Eaves. Her findings will also include a previous assault on a toddler in his care, which might have acted as a warning signal. The 39-year-old Wixom's resident is currently serving a 20-year sentence. On the same day that Sam Tarry, a Labour frontbencher from Ilford South, was fired for standing on an RMT picket line, a Bedford MP was doing something similar. Mohammed Jazin, MP for Bedford and Kempston, joined the Bedford and District Trade Union Council in Sodalitary at Bedford Midland Rail Station. Mr Tarry was sacked by Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer, who warned Labour MPs not to involve themselves in employment disputes. Mr Jazin's fate is yet to be determined. The Connolly Foundation is hoping to incentivise Year 12 and 13 students in Bedford to attend the nation's best educational institutions, including Oxbridge and Russell Group Universities. Through their programmes, the foundation will provide support and yearly grants of up to £3,000. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.